And for more on today's developments, Margaret joins me from the United Nations now. Margaret, earlier today, the president directed his Secretary of State to meet with his counterpart, his Iranian counterpart. Then we expected and thought there might be a little handshake or a sideline meeting at the United Nations between the two leaders. And as you just reported, that didn't happen. And now tonight, Rouhani is saying perhaps conditionally these meetings might occur. What's really happening?
Well, what's really happening, Gwen, is that to direct Secretary of State John Kerry to deal directly with the Iranian foreign minister bumps up these talks about Iran's nuclear program to a whole new level. Now, they'll still take place within the context of what they call the P5 plus one, which is the permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany. But these have gone on for years, the entire Obama first term, without any real results. This moves it to a new level, a commitment from the leadership to have their senior diplomats engaged. And some feel also may open the possibility of a direct sort of bilateral conversations between Kerry and Zarif. The reason is that the Obama administration feels a great sense of urgency to move quickly on this. Rouhani is under big pressure. I mean, he got elected with the promise of pursuing a more moderate course, not out of, you know, a big change of heart on Iran's part, but to get these crippling sanctions eased. And though Khamenei, the supreme leader, supports him, there is a belief here in the U.S. that he doesn't have long to deliver before hardliners pounce. And for the United States and Israel, the window is also closing because Iran has been, as we know, enhancing its capabilities so tremendously. They've now got 18,000 centrifuges to enrich uranium that they are not far from the ability to break out and create a nuclear weapon right under the nose of the international community in such a short time that military action doesn't become feasible. So the president wants to avoid a kind of rope-a-dope strategy in which the U.S. gets sucked back into endless negotiations while Iran continues to beef up its capabilities. And bumping this up to the Zarif-Kerry level, and they will meet for the first time on Thursday at one of these group meetings, is a real indication of that.
Margaret, as you know as well as anybody, speeches are one thing, even choreographed handshakes are another, but reality, did reality shift today?
Well, if perception's reality, yes. Yes, I mean, you had an entire audience of world leaders and the entire world focused on the speeches of these two men. President Obama made clear he wants to pursue a diplomatic track, or it's worth testing the diplomatic track. At the same time, he did not give up the prospect of military force. And Rouhani was certainly not as bellicose and saber-rattling as his predecessor, Ahmadinejad, used to be at these gatherings, as we all remember, talking about the Holocaust not being real and just a lot of really inflammatory language. But that said, talking to senior U.S. officials just now, you know, they didn't see in Rouhani's speech necessarily a great, you know, there was not much leg or ankle shown in this speech. And there certainly was no specifics about what Iran might be willing to give. They didn't expect that in a speech. I mean, who would negotiate in a speech? But the attitude of the administration here is reality may have changed, but that really remains to be demonstrated. And the meeting Friday, while not a true negotiating meeting, will be the first opportunity for these two foreign ministers to test each other's mettle on that.
And there is no sense among the U.S. officials you talked to that the refusal to meet, even on the sidelines, from Iran was a snub of any kind?
Well, you know, they don't call it a snub. The way it happened was staffers at the lower level directly, not through intermediaries, talked about the possibility of the two men having some kind of informal encounter. It was at the instigation of the U.S. The U.S. has made it very clear that it was at the instigation of the U.S. And one senior U.S. official just said to a group of us just now, you know, that was a little bit of a test. We want to make sure that the world knows that we're the ones always ready to talk. But the clear indication they got was, as I said in my piece, that it was just too dicey for Rouhani back at home. And this official said, you know, it's one thing to meet with the French president, but it's another thing in Iran. The relationship with the U.S. remains just as, he didn't say neuralgic, he said as controversial, but as the U.S.-Iran relationship remains here ever since the 79 hostage crisis. And Rouhani has to tread very delicately, and a photo op was definitely not in the cards for them.
The president, as you know, has also had some tough words about the UN and its refusal to act in his world, in his view, on Syria. Was there anything in his speech today, in his remarks, that addressed before the General Assembly, which moved the ball on that?
You know, I wouldn't say it moved the ball. I think when what he wanted to indicate is, look, the threat of military action and U.S. military force is still out there. We're willing to give the UN another shot at this, to put its imprimatur with a strong resolution behind the deal that Lavrov and I negotiated. But there is, and he didn't say it as a threat, but there's the implicit threat. He did not back down from his earlier proposal to use military force. So the ball is back in Russia's court to some degree. Right now, I don't know if they've just finished, but Foreign Minister Lavrov and Secretary Kerry are having a meeting. And as we reported in the setup piece, they remain at loggerheads over whether the resolution should have embedded in it some sense that there will be consequences to be paid by Syria if it really doesn't comply.
It's all really fascinating, Margaret. Thank you so much, and we'll see you again from New York again.
See you again, Gwen.
Online, we've captured speeches from various heads of state today, including from Presidents Obama and Rouhani. You can find them all on our homepage.